You have reached an oasis in the desert of sin. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the Book of Psalms. Happy the man who never goes by the advice of the ungodly, who never takes the sinner's road, nor joins the company of scoffers, but finds his joy in the Eternal's law, poring over it day and night. He is like a tree planted by a stream that bears fruit in due season, with leaves that never fade. Whatever he does, he prospers. Not so the ungodly. No, they are like chaff swept away by the wind. When judgments come, the ungodly shall not stand, nor shall the sinful last in the community of the just. The Eternal cares for the life of the just, but the ungodly life shall perish. Why are pagans seething, nations vainly plotting, headed by the kings of the world, by monarchs making plans against the Eternal and His chosen one, crying, "Let us snap their ties and fling off their control"? Throned in heaven, he laughs. The Lord mocks at them. Then in wrath, he speaks to them, scares them with his fury. The Eternal's edict, let me tell. I have installed my king on Sion, on my sacred hill. Let me tell the Eternal's message. You are now my son. This day am I your father. Ask, and I make you master of pagans, lord over all to the ends of the earth. You can maul them with an iron mace and shatter them like potter's ware. So, kings, be wise. You rulers of the world, take warning. Worship the Eternal reverently. Shudder and submit to him. Do homage to him truly, lest he be angry and you end in ruin, for his anger quickly flames. Happy are all who shelter beside him. Listen to my prayer, O thou Eternal. Let my cry reach thee. Hide not thy face from me on my day of trouble. Bend thine ear to me. Answer me quickly when I call. My days are vanishing like smoke. My limbs are fevered like a fire. My health is blighted, withered like grass. I forget to take my food. My skin is stretched tight on the bone, so bitterly I moan. I am like a pelican in the desert, like an owl moping in the ruins. I cannot sleep. I mourn like a lonely bird on the roof. All day long my foes are taunting me. Those who mock me call me the accursed. I eat ashes with my food. Tears fall into my drink. So angry and so furious art thou, thou who didst lift me and hast thrown me down. My days are brief as an evening shadow, and I am withering away like grass. He has broken my strength. He has shortened my days till I cry, "My God, remove me not before my days are done, O Thou whose years endure age after age." O Thou Eternal, throned forever, from age to age Thy fame endures. Thou wilt rise to have pity on Sion. Tis time to favor her. Her scattered stones are dear to Thy servants, and they are distressed at the dust of her ruins. When the Eternal builds up Sion, appearing in his majesty, when he turns to the forlorn, despising not their prayer, then pagans will revere thee. All kings on earth will own thy majesty. When the Eternal bends from his sacred height and looks from heaven to earth, to hear the prisoners groan, and release the doomed. Let this be set down for future generations, that people yet unborn may praise the Eternal, rehearsing his fame in Sion, and praising him at Jerusalem, when realms and nations gather there to worship the Eternal. Thou didst found the earth of old, the heavens are the work of thy hands. They vanish, but thou shalt endure. They wear out like a robe. Thou changest them like garments, and they change. But thou art still the same, O thou Eternal. Thy years shall never end, and in thy presence live thy servants' children, and their posterity forever. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Psalms.